content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Mary Ellen Sura for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Restaurant Review. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Outer Banks This Week, Our State Magazine, Chapel Hill Magazine, Main and Broad Magazine, Carrie Magazine, and Yes Weekly. Our first article is going to be from Outer Banks This Week. From Deep Roots to Street Eats, Street Eats Latin Fusion by Maggie Miles. Chef Alfredo Landazuri and his wife Bobby may have just started booking their food trailer, Street Eats Latin Fusion, for catering at events in 2023, but their roots and combined 40 years in the restaurant industry run deep. Alfredo first arrived on the Outer Banks from Lima, Peru, 22 years ago. He was 18 years old with no family, no friends, no English, and just a few belongings to his name. He worked in restaurants, climbing up the ranks until he was managing and running many iconic restaurants across the region. Along the way, he won 17 first-place awards for dishes like his smoked corn mahi chowder and shrimp and grits in the annual Taste of the Beach, Outer Banks Seafood Festival, March of Dimes, and Taco Cook-Off competitions. Bobby has a long history in the food and beverage world as well, and together they are a powerhouse team, well known and respected for their restaurant expertise and community involvement. Bobby and Alfredo combine their talents for Street Eats Latin Fusion. Bobby runs the business logistics, does the bookings, and often cooks, while Alfredo plans the menu, sources the fresh off the dock seafood, and provides the eats. And these are not just any ordinary eats. This is local food infused with Latin flavors from not only Peru, but all across Latin America. The Landazuris offer many typical Americanized dishes like chicken nachos, fish tacos, and cubanos, but they infuse them with a heavenly blend of Latin peppers and spices from Alfredo's home country. One thing Alfredo loves about the food trailer is that it allows for flexibility and versatility in the menu. Instead of a set menu typical in a brick-and-mortar restaurant, he can switch and tweak the menu items depending on the type of event. He gets to play a little bit more with the menu, Bobby says. That freedom is where his creativity really shines. Local regulations do not allow food trucks or trailers to sit in permanent locations, but this is not a problem for the Landazuris. Much to the delight of locals and visitors, they bring Street Eats Latin Fusion to festivals, events, and fundraisers all around the Outer Banks, including the popular Vuzic OBX Live music series at Roanoke Island Festival Park in the summer months. The spicy aromas coming from the Street Eats food trailer always draw a crowd. The Landazuris also offer personal chef services and mobile catering. They can bring the Street Eats food trailer right up to your event site or private home and offer a great range of food and beverages, from appetizers to entrees, sides, and desserts. No event is too small or too grand for us to handle with expertise and passion, Alfredo says. Whether you're planning an intimate gathering or a lavish celebration, such as a wedding or corporate event, our team is well-equipped to bring culinary excellence to the table. When you're out at local events this summer, keep an eye out for the Street Eats Latin Fusion food trailer. You'll not only taste the flavors of Latin America, but also meet two of the Outer Banks' most trusted and friendly restaurant professionals. Street Eats Latin Fusion can be called at 252-423-0558. And since they don't have a permanent location, check their website to find out where they will be on any given day. That is streeteatsobx.com. And also from Outer Banks This Week, pull over here for Homestyle Southern Cooking, Simply Southern Kitchen by Molly Harrison. Fans of Homestyle Southern Cooking are rejoicing now that Simply Southern Kitchen has reopened in Harbinger. This restaurant, just a short 2 miles from the Wright Memorial Bridge on the Currituck County mainland, has been a favorite stop along Caratoke Highway since 2016. Owner Beeman Hines modeled Simply Southern Kitchen after a former Currituck restaurant known as Pots On In Kitchen, a nearby country cooking restaurant owned by some of his relatives. When that restaurant closed, Simply Southern Kitchen brought back country cooking with the welcome addition of Eastern North Carolina-style barbecue back to Lower Currituck County. The locals were quickly charmed by the restaurant's down-home atmosphere with checkered tablecloths, exceptionally welcoming staff, and classic comfort food. And before too long, Simply Southern Kitchen became an extremely popular stop for hungry travelers heading to and from the Outer Banks. While the restaurant took a bit of a hiatus in 2023, it's back and better than ever. Now, Hines has more help from his family. His daughter, Annalie, and his son, Bowman Jr., along with a dedicated staff, are working with him in his business of running 4 restaurants and a catering company. In addition to Simply Southern Kitchen, the Hines family owns Suey's Barbecue and Ribs in Nag's Head and Corolla, Sand Trap Tavern in Kitty Hawk, and Shipwreck's Tap House and Grill in Kitty Hawk. Simply Southern Kitchen is where Hines embraces his Southern cooking roots. These are the recipes he grew up eating in Stumpy Point and Kitty Hawk and learning to cook from his relatives. Fried chicken, Salisbury steak, fried chicken livers, pork ribeye, fried shrimp and oysters, and all the tasty sides like mashed potatoes, collard greens, fried okra, baked beans, buttery corn on the cob, and mac and cheese. The pulled pork barbecue and ribs served here are pit-smoked at Suey's, and the hot hush puppies are the same recipe that is so popular at Suey's. Plus, there are influences from the Hines family's other restaurants, such as the beloved Carolina crab cakes from Shipwreck's and the pickle brined chicken sandwich from Sand Trap. For something on the lighter side, Simply Southern Kitchen also serves salads. On the weekends, they served home-cooked breakfasts with biscuits and gravy, omelets, country fried steak, French toast, and breakfast sandwiches. Simply Southern Kitchen is a very family-friendly restaurant. They have a children's menu, plus pet-friendly outdoor seating with outdoor games for kids to play while waiting for their food or while their parents enjoy a leisurely meal and a beer or glass of wine. If you don't have time to stop for a meal, Simply Southern Kitchen offers online ordering, takeout, and even deliveries. Yes, they will bring their tasty country cooking right to your door. They also offer catering for events of all sizes. Since reopening, the staff has been overwhelmed by the reception from the community. They didn't realize how much they were missed. A few comments online. So happy that they reopened. Expanded menu. Reasonable prices. Very convenient for Southern Currituck. This is so good. Food here has been so good. If you haven't been yet, you'd better go. You won't be disappointed. And don't miss their Blue Plate specials. On Monday, it's meatloaf. Tuesday, chicken parmesan. Wednesday, chicken and waffles. Thursday, country fried steak. Friday, prime rib. Saturday, seafood platter with flounder, shrimp, and oysters. And on Sunday, of course, it's chicken and dumplings. Simply Southern Kitchen, their phone number is 252-491-8100. They are located at 8627 Caratoke Highway in Harbinger, and it's simplysouthernkitchen.com. Heading back to the Piedmont, we have an article from Chapel Hill Magazine, How Carly Erickson Pioneered the State's First Non-Alcoholic Bottle Shop, by Sinclair Holian. Walking down West Franklin Street, the bright green and pink mural is hard to miss. The funky artwork offers a warm welcome into the cozy and eclectic Boro Bodega, where owner, Southern California native Carly Erickson, is behind the counter. The walls are fully stocked with rows of beverages, and at Boro Bodega, they are all non-alcoholic. Carly founded Boro Beverage Company in 2013, a year after she moved to Carrboro in 2012. In her new home state, She developed an interest in herbalism, the study of medicinal plants, and joined Central Carolina Community College's Sustainable Agriculture Program in 2010. That kind of evolved into me learning about food preservation, she remembers. Fermentation quickly sparked Carly's interest, and soon she fell in love with making kombucha, a sweetened fermented drink. The business really evolved from a need in the community that was not being filled, she says, recalling a time when kombucha companies were rare. Carly started working with local farmers who gave her imperfect produce that otherwise would be discarded. The foundation of the business is built around food preservation, using local produce and giving it a second chance, she says. In 2013, Carly started brewing her kombucha at the Piedmont Food Processing Center and began selling growlers at the Chapel Hill Farmers Market and Carborough Farmers Market. By 2017, local businesses like Weaver Street Market stocked her products, and in 2018, Boro Beverage Company's brick-and-mortar shop opened on West Rosemary Street. After a period of closure during the pandemic, Carly's success continued. The National Good Food Awards honored Boro Beverage's fan favorite, Pollinator Punch, as among the best beverages in the country in 2022 and 23. But while business was flourishing, Carly faced a sudden loss. In 2022, her partner, who struggled with their relationship to alcohol, died unexpectedly. After taking time off to process her loss, Carly decided to channel the tragedy into action. I kind of poured my grief into the business, she recalls, and I was like, I'm just going to make this a full-on, non-alcoholic bottle shop. In December of 2023, Boro Bodega opened its doors on West Franklin Street, offering up more than just her own products and bringing the state's first non-alcoholic bottle shop to the heart of Chapel Hill. Carly says she wants the bodega to be a safe place for people to explore alternatives to alcohol. I'm still making kombucha. That's been really fun, she says. But what I really love is this advocacy work around helping people take their power back in this alcohol-soaked society. As part of her mission, Carly helps bars like Steel String Brewery and Bow Bar develop non-alcoholic beverage programs to make going out comfortable and inclusive for every customer. I always thought of going into business as an opportunity to create a vessel for change, she says, of her philosophy on business and life. And you can use that opportunity to possibly create some serious change, or at least encourage people who look up to you to do things that you value and know that matter. Boro Bodega is open daily from 12 to 5. It is located at 422 West Franklin Street in Chapel Hill. Their website, borobeverage.com. Our next article is from Kerry Magazine, Damp Good Barbecue by David McCreary. Good news, friend. You don't have to leave Kerry to find first-rate beef brisket and other delectable smoked goodness. That's because 3 days each week, brothers Nick and Bryce Dampf sling Texas-style provisions from a 32-foot trailer situated in family-friendly Phillips Farms. They're cooking on-site the proper way, low and slow at 250 degrees for 14 hours. You'd be hard-pressed to find two guys more down-to-earth than the Dampf brothers, who grew up in Missouri but also lived in Texas for several years. Although they were young at the time, Bryce and Nick developed an affinity for brisket and other beloved fare from the Lone Star State. Years later, once Nick was married, his wife bought him an inexpensive offset cooker at Home Depot. Bryce and I started experimenting in the backyard, Nick said. After smoking our first brisket and having it turn out well, we caught the barbecue bug. Eventually, both brothers moved to North Carolina and started doing random pop-ups in 2021 to develop a following. Word spread quickly about their slow-smoking prowess, ultimately landing their cleverly named outpost, long-term residency at Phillips Farm. Barbecue brings people together and makes them happy, Bryce said with a smile. following a recent Friday afternoon lunch service. Our mission involves glorifying God and giving people the best experience possible. We want to be sure we treat people right and make them feel at home here, Nick added. We also want to share our faith with people in the community. The best-selling brisket is as flavorful as you'll find anywhere. Need proof? Just ask barbecue enthusiast Heath Clayton, a Cary native who visited Damp Good Barbecue for lunch with longtime friend Mark Zimmerman. The two men travel around the state enjoying all the best haunts. The brisket is tender and juicy, and the dry rub they pre-season with is spot on, Clayton said with authority. Whenever I come somewhere like this, I don't get any sides, because that's just filler to me, Zimmerman added, while noshing on a mound of mixed proteins. In addition to brisket, the Dampf brothers and their hard-working crew serve up succulent beef and pork spare ribs, pulled pork, turkey breast, house-made sausage, and bacon brisket, which is essentially sliced pork belly. The turkey is a sleeper on the menu, Bryce revealed. It is subtle and juicy. A zesty all-beef Texas Jack sausage contains ghost pepper and habanero cheese, while a jalapeno-imbued version involves a pork and beef blend filled with Munster cheese. According to Nick and Bryce, the secret to the flavor and moistness of the meats is simply salt, pepper, and smoke. Of course, the high-capacity primitive pit and Centex offset smokers, fueled by mostly white and some red oak, add to the eatery's bona fide credentials. Attention to detail is important to us, and we work hard to put out consistently good food, said Nick, who formerly worked in the tech sector with Cisco. Everything we do has intentionality behind it. In the mood for a sandwich that veers off the path from the rest of the menu? Try the extraordinary Chicago Italian beef, served au jus on an Italian roll. Nick explained that he spent much of his life in the Windy City, so this sandwich is a nod to the classic delicacy found there. All the scratch-made side items are worthy of consideration. Choose from loaded mashed potato salad and smoked bacon Brussels sprouts to butcher block beans and creamy coleslaw. Fire-roasted vegetables and smoked mac and cheese also are on point. All the sides are popular, but the two that are taking the lead nowadays are the Brussels and the mashed potato salad, said Bryce, a commercial electrician in his previous vocation. We recently added elote, Mexican street corn, which has a sweet tanginess and crisp freshness. Even ancillary items like pickled onions and bread and butter pickles don't disappoint. And don't miss the perfectly sweet and tangy specialty sauce served with your meal. Daily specials include a pastrami Reuben on Thursdays, a half-pound brisket burger on Fridays, and brisket tacos on scratch-made tortillas on Saturdays. A family-style feast comprises all meats plus 4 pints of sides and feeds 6 to 8 people. Be sure to wash everything down with a fire-brewed Sprecher root beer infused with raw Wisconsin honey. We believe craft sodas pair well with our food, Bryce said. We also have cream soda, cherry cola, and sweet tea. Damp Good Barbecue is open Thursday and Friday from 11 a.m. until sold out, and Saturday from 10:45 a.m. until the food is gone. Service is fast casual. Just line up and order at the left window, and al fresco seating takes place on wooden picnic tables. Online ordering and catering service are also available. Whenever you go, you're sure to see Nick or Bryce making the rounds and asking guests how they are enjoying the food. Don't hesitate to request a pit tour to see where all the magic happens. A lot of love and commitment goes into what we do, Bryce said. Damp Good Barbecue is located at 6800 Good Hope Church Road in Cary, North Carolina. Their phone number, 847-387-7469, and the website, dampfgoodbbq.com. Next story is from YesWeekly.com, Chow Down at Bobby Boy Bake Shop by John Batchelor. John and Lucia Bobby opened Bobby Boy Bake Shop in October 2019. Their formal culinary training began at Le Cordon Bleu in Florida. They began working in restaurants on the savory side, then moved into pastries. In the professional culinary world, pastry chefs command particular respect because of the level of precision their processes require. Most seating is provided around community tables, in addition to a few foretops. Patio space outdoors under big umbrellas is especially attractive this time of year. Bobby Boy cohabits with Caviste Wine Shop and Wine Bar, owned by Russ Anderson and his wife, Alice Chen. When I visited for lunch, most patrons seemed reluctant to settle in along the wine bar, but that space is okay too, especially when lunch crowds spill over. The Wine Shop Bar opens at noon. Bobby Boy prepares small plates for the wine bar, served from 5:30 to 7 p.m., or till 8 on Friday and Saturday. It's easy to understand the popular following. This place is a treasure. National recognition has emerged in the form of a James Beard Award semifinalist status for outstanding bakery in this year's competition. When I studied the Bobby Boy Facebook page, it was also interesting to see the names of well-regarded area chefs appearing among their followers. Check the showcase to identify the day's quiche, soup, and sandwich offerings. Carrot and ginger soup is lush, redolent of rich carrot flavor sharpened by the named spice, a classic combination. Whey-based broth plus potato for thickening hosts an infinitely smooth puree of carrots. Grilled slices of spelt wheat bread host sautéed ground lamb, plus bits of burrata cheese blended with soft-cooked onions. For flavor alone, I could eat just the grilled bread, but the hearty lamb flavor mellifluously blending with the cheese and onions is truly hearty. A section of baguette encloses thin slices of prosciutto and Gruyere cheese. The two primary flavors work well off of each other, but the star of the show is the bread that fights the bite. You have to chew on this, and as you do, layers of flavor unfold. Slabs of focaccia are usually the other lunch feature. The version I had was studded with tomato, garlic, and burrata cheese, enhanced with fresh basil leaves and oregano. All the primary ingredient flavors are evident, but once again, the star of the show is the host bread itself. I confess to a barely restrained bread fetish. A generation ago, when the Triad was a bread desert and deep discount airfares were available, I would join other intrepid shoppers on flights to New York. Most would return with bags from Bloomingdale's or Saks Fifth Avenue. I would store bags of bread from Ecce Panis in the overhead bin, and other passengers would comment on how good my seating area smelled. Such excursions are now superfluous. Breads from Bobby Boy are as good or better than any I have had in big cities. Spelt wheat sourdough is studded with sesame seeds, clinging to a hard crust that explodes with flavor in its own right. Ciabatta is characterized by a long, slow rise and high hydration, yielding big bubble holes framed in a similarly firm crust, equally flavorful, unique to the species. Regular readers of this column may be aware that I tend to avoid sugar and sweets in general. I made an exception in this case, strictly for research purposes. When I was growing up, my mother often explained to me that she only drank alcohol for medicinal purposes. I claim a related exemption from my diet for this week, at least. A key lime cylinder is appropriately tart in initial impact, sliding subtly into creamy, mellow sweetness from vanilla cream, standing on a graham cracker crust. Exquisite. I regard croissants as an art form. The traditional here is laminated with Vermont creamery butter. A variation is filled with vanilla bean custard. Another version is studded with toasted almonds and filled with almond cream. It is named twice baked because a second trip to the oven adds extra crispness. Layers of thin pastry unfold in every bite. An apple danish uses a similar delicate pastry, In this case, arrayed with slices of cinnamon spiced slices of roasted Granny Smith apple perched in almond cream. Of course, I could not pass up chocolate chip cookies. The version here is the chocolatiest I have ever encountered, with barely enough cookie to keep the chocolate chips from escaping. And this is really good chocolate from Valrhona. As currently configured, space is at a premium, and this establishment's reputation is generating higher demand from patrons as well as restaurants that want to serve Bobby Boy's breads. Plans are in place to add another production space in the old Coca-Cola bottling plant on Marshall Street, hopefully opening in late summer or fall. This expansion will add a second retail space as well as a much larger production capacity. I cannot work my way through all the tarts and pastries here over a short period of time. Even I have limitations, so I will have to pace myself. One at a time, over time, a long time. This could be the beginning of a beautiful relationship. Bobby Boy Bake Shop is located at 1100 Rinalda Road in Winston-Salem. Their phone is 336-955-3289 and their website, bobbyboybakeshop.com. And our final article is from Our State, Peanut Pit Stop by Liv Riley. Karen McCard begins almost every morning by boiling a 50-pound bag of peanuts. On the front porch of Ma's Produce, she carefully pours the nuts into the 4-foot-tall stainless steel pot that has boiled peanuts here for years. Housed in a former quilt shop on the side of NC Highway 105, Ma's has sold locally and regionally sourced products for 3 decades. Its front porch and warm welcome have made it an annual road trip destination for some families and a weekly stop for others. Cantaloupes and peanuts aren't McCard's only specialties. As she walks around the porch, organizing produce, she takes breaks to tell customers about the stand's fresh berries and what parts of the state they came from, as well as what other goods are in season. Returning customers still ask about Susan, the namesake of Ma's. Her personality lives on through stories shared at the checkout counter and in the IOU envelope that she kept in the office for anyone who needed help purchasing groceries. And if customers leaving the store need a snack, they will happily serve up a bag of peanuts for the road. Ma's Produce is located at 7918 North Carolina Highway 105 in Boone. Their phone number is 828-963-8254. We have run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Review. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Mary Ellen Sura, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Restaurant Review is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.